We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Our guest this morning, Cam Edwards, back with us, editor at BearingArms.com, and of course, Cam and Company and 40 Acres and a Fool. We love that. At Cam Edwards on Twitter. Cam, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you on again. You know, I'm watching with fascination what they're doing in Virginia, and I hope the country learns a lesson from this. But yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee passed a number of gun control bills that now move along in the process, and the governor there is encouraging all of this, and pretty much Democrats run the show, right?
That is right. Republicans lost control of the state legislature in last November's elections. Democrats are in charge of the executive and legislative branches in Virginia for the first time in 26 years. And they are doing their best to impose California-style, New York-style, New Jersey-style gun control laws on the populace here in Virginia.
So I'm trying to get to an idea of what they're working on. There's a universal background check bill. They want to limit the number of guns you can buy to once a month. There are red flag laws, and then firearms and ammunition can be controlled by localities. What does that even mean?
Right. So we have firearms preemption law in the state of Virginia, and that means the state legislature is the one body that determines the gun laws in the state.
Right.
Democrats want to undo that. They want to allow localities to set more restrictive policies to this particular bill would allow localities to ban firearms and ammunition from permitted events or events that should be permitted. So let's say you've got a concert taking place. Let's say you've got a parade downtown. The cities would be able to ban lawful gun possession in those areas, just as the Democrats, by the way, have already changed the rules at the state capitol and have made Virginia's capital a gun-free zone for the first time in decades.
Yeah. They brought these forth yesterday and voted on them. I know there are a lot of organized protests going on in Virginia today, right? The capitol?
Not so much today, but we've got a huge turnout yesterday. Actually, there were thousands of gun owners who were on hand as these bills were voted on. We've got another lobby day that's coming up on January the 20th, and the expectation is that there are going to be tens of thousands of gun owners at the Capitol next Monday.
Well, I hope so. You know, one of the places I did a little research on this was a TV station out of Richmond, Virginia, and they put their own poll up asking for this, do you support with a blank, no gun laws, some gun law changes, or most of the gun law changes. The no's are overwhelming. Like 86% of the people in this particular community in Richmond who voted don't support any of these gun laws changes that they're making. Where's the support coming from?
I mean, the support is coming from, Northern Virginia, Virginia Beach. It's coming from Democratic strongholds in the state. But there are plenty of gun owners, even in those deep blue areas of Virginia, that are opposed to these measures. And then when you get outside of the cities, when you get into the suburbs and the more rural parts of the state, I got to tell you, I mean, the opposition is near 100%. And while the Senate committee yesterday in Virginia approved four gun control measures, Governor Northam wants eight different gun control bills to become law. So the Senate Judiciary Committee did not handle everything yesterday, including what I think is going to be the most egregious bill that would ban so-called assault weapons. It would also ban magazines over 10 rounds, would ban legally owned suppressors. People who own these things right now would not be allowed to continue to possess these items unless they, there's one exception, unless they registered their so-called assault weapon with the state police. But the magazines that you own, the suppressors that you own, you would be a felon if you continue to possess these items that you possess today.
That's outrageous. They're building a registry so they know where you are if you do have them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, we had a bill that was killed yesterday. That was a quote unquote assaultman's ban that did not have a grandfather clause. It didn't have registration. It was simply you could not continue to possess these guns. They scrapped that bill, and now they're proclaiming themselves to be, you know, listening to the concerns of gun owners by requiring them to register the guns that they said they wanted to confiscate. And gun owners in the state, you know, look, we're not idiots. We're not dumb. We know what's going on here. And there's going to be, I think, a clear rejection of these measures on the part of gun owners and Republican lawmakers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be enough.
Yeah, true. That's very true. And 90 localities in Virginia have already passed Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. So at least they're letting their voices be heard. I don't know if you heard the piece I ran off the top there. It was a report from a CBS station in Denver where for the first time under their new red flag laws, a judge actually denied one of the requests. Red flag laws are also something they're trying to pass there in Virginia.
Absolutely. And, you know, you say it's nice that at least one of these was denied. According to the state of Colorado, they anticipate that 95% of these red flag orders are going to be approved. The bill that's been introduced in Virginia has a very low legal standard for the judge to approve an order. It denies due process rights for the subject of the order because 2 weeks can go by before they ever get their day in court after their firearms have been seized. And most importantly, this is being billed as some sort of mental health bill, some sort of way to, you know, help those that are in crisis. It does nothing to address mental health. In fact, the words mental health are found nowhere in the bill. This is a gun ban bill. This takes guns from people who are supposedly in crisis, but it leaves them with their pills, their knives, their gasoline, their car keys, their matches. Doesn't require any sort of mental health treatment. It's a gun control bill disguised as, you know, a mental health offering.
Wow. All we can hope at this point is that the Supreme Court steps in and gives us a few more details on what it expects in terms of local gun control, right?
Absolutely. And the court did hear oral arguments in December with a challenge to a New York City gun law. We've not heard anything from the court yet, and we probably won't for another few months.
Right.
If the court decides that they're going to hear this case or accept this case, there's a chance that the court could actually declare that case to be moot because New York City tried to change the law after the Supreme Court agreed to review it. But the court has a number of other Second Amendment cases that are queued up in conference ready to go. So I do expect that sooner rather than later, we will hear the court weigh in. As a Virginia gun owner, I have to say, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen. Amen. Cam Edwards, thank you for your information on this. I want to try to keep people as informed as possible as to what's going on. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.